This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's service will be given at the end of the program. We are happy you chose to worship with us today and invite you to tune in to this radio station every Sunday for Worship with Us.
Are you able to control your tongue? That's the theme for the sermon today. We pray that you will keep listening. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have given us a glorious message, a message for our tongues to carry to the end of the earth. Forgive us when our tongues get out of control and do harm both to you and to people round about us. Grant that they may be used as servants of yours to tell the good news of a God who loves us. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the third chapter of James, beginning with verse 9. With a tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men, who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
Thank you.
friends in Christ, what part of your body gives you the most trouble? Is it your stomach? You have a sensitive stomach? Is it your head? Do you have a lot of headaches? Is it your legs? Is it hard for you to walk? You know, if you had asked James, the half-brother of our Lord, what part of your body gives you the most trouble, he would have said, my tongue. I guess I would have had to agree with James. It's my tongue that causes me a lot of pain. And so James introduces us to the topic which I'd like to speak to you on about this morning and this evening. When he says, with the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's image. Now, this is a very, very serious statement. It's a very serious accusation that we cannot take lightly. For example, it is a tongue that introduces us to people. Let a stranger visit with you for a while, and you have your first impression of that man or woman. And often that first impression is very lasting. We find out what to expect from the person in conversations later on. I've told this story before because it has happened to me so many times. Sitting in an airplane, flying over the country, and somebody asking you the question, what do you do? And I tell them that I'm a pastor. They just about jump out of the airplane. Because before they asked that question, they had talked to me about their lives. And as a result of that, there had been a lot of profanity, some dirty stories, and all the rest that went along with it. And now some of them would say, and we're sitting with a man of the cloth. What do you think of us? From both sides, if you had the center seat. What do you think of us? And then they would go on to say, at least one out of the two, we are members of the church. In fact, I used to teach Sunday school, and I sang tenor in the choir. But then my job took me out on the road, and consequently I was not able to give it the time that I needed. But I'm not as bad a person as you might think that I am. Now, why would I think they were bad people? Because of their tongue, the language that they used, some of the things that they said would certainly not be becoming to a Christian. It's with the tongue that we sometimes curse men who have been made in God's likeness. But it is with the tongue that we praise God. We help God. We help people. When we say a kind word, a person is depressed, down in the dumps, and you meet them in the morning and say, isn't it a beautiful day? And some expression comes from that individual, and he or she says, no, it's not a good day. And then we take just a little bit of time to point out the blessings that we have. And often after that, they will say, thanks for coming by. We tell the good news. We can tell the good news of God's love for us and how he sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to suffer and die on a cross for us. I think we have a marvelous example of that when here Paul and Silas were sitting in a prison in Philippi. They'd had a terrible day. They had been beaten. They were in stocks. They were in the inner cells. Not a pleasant place to be. And then there came an earthquake. And the doors flew open, and the prisoners began to escape, or they got out of the cells. And the man who had to take care of the prisoners said, I might as well kill myself, because they're all gone, and the government will take it out on me anyway. And as he was about to do away with himself, Paul cried out, stop, we're all here. And as the conversation proceeded, the man asked him, "What can I do to be saved?" They had listened to Paul and Silas as they had probably preached a sermon from their cell and had sung hymns. And right there, Paul uses that tongue when he says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved." What a blessed way to use a tongue. Or I think of that case where the young man Stephen, a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ and one who had talked freely about him, was being stoned to death. And as he was about to breathe his last breath, look at how he used his tongue. "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." With the tongue, we give praise to God. With the tongue, we can help men and women. But with the same tongue, we can curse. We can use profanity. We can tell lies. We can peddle gossip. We can bring vicious criticism that hurts people with that very same tongue. So it leads us to the question, how do we control the tongue? You know, that was a question that James asked too. And he likened the tongue to a great big ship. It had a little rudder. But that rudder, if it were not controlled, could take the ship out of its course. How do you control the tongue? Now, there are some who would say, well, that means that we have got to do some educating. We've got to begin early with our children and teach them that the tongue has to be used very, very carefully. And certainly a good home is going to talk to the kids, the children, about their tongue and what they are saying. "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who taketh his name in vain." That's the commandment from our Lord. And Luther said regarding that commandment, "We should fear and love God so that we do not curse, swear, conjure, or deceive by his name, but call upon him in every time of need and worship him in prayer, praise, and thanksgiving." This tells us that both in the home and in the church and with Christian people, we should be instructing our youth in the language that they use. I remember when I was just a little boy, we had a nice backyard, and often the neighbors would come over and play in our backyard. And one day we were out there and we were right into the game that we were playing, and I used some profanity. My mother, who was sitting by the kitchen window, heard it, and out she came, and she brought me in the house, and she put me over the sink, and I got a real taste of Ivory soap. She took that tongue, she said, "Stick it out," and she said, "I've got to wash it. I've got to get that tongue cleansed. I heard you swear out there. You can't do that again." And she gave that tongue a good rubbing. I imagine today she could have been turned in for abuse of the child, but she wasn't. And I don't know how much good it did, but it gave me a lasting impression of how profanity is wrong. However, my mother understood as well as I do now, I'm sure, that it would take far more than a tongue washing. She just wanted me to have that as a symbol. The heart and the tongue are linked together. What is in the head of the heart is expressed by the tongue. So if in my heart I am angry at somebody, they have done something that really makes me fume from within, I have a likelihood that what I'll do is lash out at them. But if by the grace of God I don't do that, I feel so much better. And then what do I say when the incident is all over? I thank God that I held my tongue. if our tongues are going to be held, if they're going to be used for the kingdom of God and for the cause of our Lord Jesus Christ, then first he has to change my heart, which sends the message of love rather than of hate, where it isn't profanity or a cruel remark, but a loving, kind statement. Oh, you say, well, this doesn't have too much to do. This is a pretty light sermon that you have today, Pastor, isn't it? It doesn't deal so much with our relationship with God. Precisely it does. So much so that we sometimes don't like to take a look at it. If I can run around here cursing God with my damns and my hells, to say nothing about taking the name of God in vain and his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, there is something really drastically wrong with my relationship with God. And people draw an impression of who we are. Remember Peter? Peter was one who could speak well for the Lord Jesus, but from his tongue too could come cursing. And when they said, aren't you one of his disciples? The third time it was too much for Peter, and what does he do? Peter suddenly says, I don't know him, and he denied him with a curse. That's why Jesus Christ has continually got to be changing my heart. Because it is the heart that is speaking through the tongue. And it is a heart which sends the message to the tongue, whether it be profanity or it be praise of God. It just shows you that here again is another place where we need a strong relationship with God. If we are going to grow up in our faith, if we are going to mature, no, it's not the tongue itself that gives us the problem. It is the heart which controls the tongue. And so we pray. And I wish that I had that chorus on record that we could have played today. But I remember that Bible camp song that we used to sing. Into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Are you able to control your tongue? That's what James is talking about. And as he walked around in his parish back in Jerusalem, there must have been some swearing. There must have been some ill use of the tongue. And so James is telling them, you can't do that. That is not a real witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to use that tongue to bring honor and glory to his name. Isn't it strange that as the years have gone by and we are well-educated people, that in many cases we cannot really carry on a real conversation unless we try to strengthen it by some profanity? But it is not only the profanity that is terrible, but it is our vicious talking about people, of putting the wrong construction on what they have done. We began by saying, what is a part of our body that causes us the most pain? Is it not the tongue? Saying some idle word about somebody that there was really no need of doing it? Why not try to apologize for them? Here again, I love the meaning of the eighth commandment, as Martin Luther wrote it. We should so fear and love God that we do not deceitfully belie, betray, backbite, nor slander our neighbor, but apologize for him. Put the most charitable construction on all that he does. That's the proper use of the tongue. what our Heavenly Father has asked us to use it for. And so as we begin a new year, and as we live with one another, let us be cautious of how the tongue is used. Because people, no matter who they are, draw first impressions which are often lasting in listening to how we use our tongues. For what the tongue says, that's what the heart believes. Amen. Will you pray with me? Father, we have a song to sing to the nation. We pray that we may use that song to tell them of your love. We have people, O God, who are hurting. Grant that we may take our tongues to their rooms and share with them the gospel of the Savior. We have people who feel that they have no chance with you at all, that they are beyond saving, their past is too black. Grant that we may come and say to them that if you will confess your sins, God is faithful and righteous and will forgive you your sin, for Christ has died for you. Lord, there are so many blessed ways that we could use that tongue, and so often we have not done it. So we pray once again this day that you will forgive us, that you will strengthen us, And as we continue our study in the book of James, where he's trying to show us where our immaturity often shows up, that we will let the Holy Spirit help us to grow up. Hear us as we pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. It is our prayer that today's message has brought you spiritual comfort. May your heart be touched by the grace of God that is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. As a nonprofit ministry, Christian Crusaders is dependent upon the free will gifts of our listening audience. Many people choose to remember a loved one with a memorial gift. Memorial gifts are sometimes given to remember a very special person on their birthday or another meaningful occasion. If you would like to make a donation in loving memory of someone, send it to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. We thank all those who support this ministry with their prayers and gifts. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of $2.50 will cover production and mailing costs. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 69th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.